genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
Welcome back to it on a Wednesday. Again, please don't forget to vote. The Steve Weber Show Facebook page. Click like. Make sure you vote and share it with your friends. Share it everywhere. Trying to get as many votes as possible to get as big a sampling as possible. This hour of the Steve Weber Show brought to you by the Michigan 529 programs. Making sure your kids and grandkids get the education they need. To learn more, go to savewithmi529.com. Savewithmi529.com. So I had this, I was contacted yesterday by the producer for the Nancy Grace program on CNN, Headline News. Asked me to talk about this Melissa Mitten case, the woman in Okemos who is accused of killing her first infant newborn daughter. And now it seems it's likely she killed her infant newborn son a few months later. So, anyhow, so they called, and it was an interesting experience and an exercise. I talked to the producer ahead of time, and yeah, I can do the story, no problem. And it's going to be a phone interview, not a live on camera interview. So anyhow, they're late, but when I get on the line, I'm of the impression that it's going to be me and Nancy talking for however many minutes. And so she comes to me, asks me the first question, whatever, and I answer it, and boom, then she goes to another guest. Of course, I can't see any of this. And then she goes to two, three, four, five, like five other guests, and finally came back around to me. But it was a very, I don't know, it was an interesting exercise. I didn't realize how many people disliked Nancy Grace until I put it up on Facebook that I was going to be on the program. And apparently a few of you folks just don't care for her. Fair enough. But it was an interesting exercise, so just sharing it with you. Kind of a fun thing to do. Different way to spend the afternoon, that's for sure. All right, so have you heard about the school shooting in Canada that happened just a handful of days ago? Because if not, that would tell you a lot. A school shooting left four dead in northern Saskatchewan, and it's pretty much gotten no attention here in the American media. You know, and of course, President Obama has pretty well assured us that this sort of thing doesn't happen in other countries, especially ones that have strict gun control measures like Canada. Yeah, it's not being paraded around. This does come. Here's a bit of a report from CNN. Police arrested a suspect in a shooting that left four people dead in a small town in northern Saskatchewan. A call came in Friday afternoon about a shooting at a school in La Loche. Officers went to the La Loche Community School, arrested a suspect, and seized his weapon. In addition to the school, police are investigating a shooting at a residence in the town of 2600. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who's left of Bernie Sanders, I think, probably going to make a move to take away more guns. That would be my guess. Well, that's what liberals do. You know, when government fails, the answer is not, well, let's try something different. The answer is more government. It's always the same. It's always more government. How do we solve the problem? More government. Raise taxes and more government. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, I'm just telling you. That's how that'll play out. But my point being is that you've heard nothing about it because they don't want to tell you about Canadian school shootings when they happen, because that wouldn't play into the narrative very well, now would it? It wouldn't play very well in the narrative at all. All right, so I don't know if you heard about this one either, but I'll bring you up to speed on Eamon Bundy. Eamon Bundy, this is part of the standoff in Oregon. The leader of a group of armed protesters who had occupied that federal wildlife refuge in eastern Oregon for 24 days, arrested along with four others yesterday after a traffic stop. but there was a gunfight. One person left dead. The FBI and Oregon State Police arrested Amon Bundy, who happens to be 40 years old. His brother, Ryan, 43. Brian Cavalier, also in his 40s. Shauna Cox, Ryan Payne, all happened around 4:30 yesterday, local time. Three others arrested separately. The FBI said all eight face a federal felony charge of conspiracy to impede officers of the United States from discharging their official duties through the use of force, intimidation, or threats. Neither the FBI nor Oregon State Police released any further details about what set off the gunfire at the traffic stop. One of those arrested, described only as a man, suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was treated at a hospital nearby. Another man, who was the subject of a federal probable cause arrest, was killed in the shootout. The Oregonian newspaper reports the dead man, 55-year-old Robert Finnicum. The paper said Finnicum's daughter in making the identification is what they hung their hat on. Authorities said no other information about the deceased would be released pending formal identification by the local medical examiner's office. Now, the protesters were heading to a public meeting in the town of John Day, about 70 miles north of Burns, to address local residents about the occupation of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge when the traffic stop took place. Apparently, hundreds turned out at the John Day Senior Center after they were told the guest speakers would not be appearing. The Harney County Hospital in Burns was placed on lockdown out of concern the protesters might cause a disturbance there as well. Amon Bundy's group, calling itself Citizens for Constitutional Freedom, took control of that headquarters back on January the 2nd. We'll see where it goes from here. There are a lot of disputes in the Western United States when it comes to land, because the federal government seems to seize land and take land for a variety of purposes on a regular basis. It does not sit well with many people of the West. It does not sit well. So before you dismiss it out of hand, you should understand the issues involved. 25 after on a Wednesday. We'll be back on the Steve Gruber Show.